There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
White Collar DxB hit the screens of OSN subscribers across the region back in 2015. The reality TV show followed the journeys of 24 Dubai residents as they spent 8 weeks immersed in boxing training, working towards a final fight night. The first season was well received and it was commissioned for a second season back in 2016 and rebranded as Fighting Fit Dubai. The company behind the production have provided the program originally to OSN and they've now changed that to ESPN. In the studio, representing the production company is Tim Swain, Managing Director of Nomad Media TV. Good morning to you, Tim. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much for having me, guys.
Why did the programme migrate from OSN to ESPN?
ESPN are the worldwide leader in sports. Fighting Fit is a homegrown sports reality show, an award-winning show, so it felt like a very natural fit to team up with ESPN on this season. The other very important thing for us is we're changing the show from what was your typical one-hour-long linear show, and now we're taking it completely digital. So all the episodes will be on ESPN.com. It will be 3 episodes a week, sort of 8 to 10 minutes long, and people can follow the show real-time. There's no paywall. Yeah, anyone can watch it anywhere in the world. And it just reflects, you know, much more how people are consuming content these days. And we're an innovative show. ESPN are an innovative broadcaster. So it's just a good fit for us.
Does that mean you won't be broadcast as part of their regular sort of linear broadcasting?
Not here in the region. So here in the region.
In the Far East, perhaps?
Potentially. So what ESPN are looking to do with the show is do a localized version here. But what's got them interested is potentially taking the show to other regions. So doing potentially a Fighting Fit Singapore or other areas where there's a big boxing community. So what they really see is also the importance of localized content. So this is a homegrown brand that people in Dubai know. So it helps ESPN build affinity with the local viewership here in the region.
So can I just understand this correctly, that you're not going to get the sort of the programming, the daily programming of the show? It is only online?
Absolutely, yeah.
And how does that rate in terms of viewings compared to if you were being shown on the television?
Yeah, I mean, look, we feel like it will be a real boon to the show, to be honest with you. I mean, ESPN, just in the MENA region alone, have millions of page views a month. They also have millions of video views a month. So we already, by putting it online, access that straight away. It's free, so anyone can watch it. So I think viewership-wise, it's going to be great for the show.
How much is this franchise worth for your company?
I mean, I can't really talk into specifics on the franchise value. The way our model works is we'll work with a broadcaster like ESPN, but we have a number of revenue streams on the show. Particularly, we have a number of partners. So we partner with Adidas, we're partnering with Adol this season, we're partnering with Fuel Up by KCAL. So a lot of our finance streams come from them, and there's a number of ways they get value out of the show, from product placement, brand integration, and all of that that comes with it. So that's sort of how our model works on a show like this.
Well, Tim, we'll talk more about the changing business model of what we all know as television. But first of all, we'll hear from one of the previous episodes of Fighting Fit Dubai. I know the program because I've had friends who've taken part in it. You may recognize the voice of the commentator on this.
Dubai, a city built on ambition, a workforce all wanting success. People, professions, companies, all in fierce competition to make it to the top. And now a competition of a different nature challenges Dubai's workforce.
Chris McCarty from Off Script there. So the business model is, it can work two ways. You sell the content to ESPN and they make money off the advertising, or is it you simply make money on the advertising from the likes of Jelfar, the drug company, and Adidas, and you give the content away free to ESPN?
Yeah, it's a little bit more collaborative with ESPN than that. So they're providing some pre-production support for us. They're providing all of the tech support to host the content, and they're also amplifying the content. So it's more of a co-production on their side. But yeah, our revenue streams is very much a sponsor-driven show, and we're giving, you know, our partners, as you mentioned, Adidas, Adol, KCAL, access to, you know, a completely new way of reaching their audiences.
What does it cost to produce this kind of content? We've had the guys from Stars play in, and they've said they're not going to produce local content. It's just too expensive. They say that for drama, kind of Netflix-style dramas, cost between $200,000 and $1 million an hour to produce. Now, I'm guessing this reality TV content is cheaper than that, although Chris, I'm sure, isn't cheap. But how do the economics stack up?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Drama, obviously, is an expensive production, because you've got the actors and all of the talent and the setups and the studios. So reality and sports reality like this is a much cheaper form of production, because our talent are just everyday people like you and I who want to get on the show and get fit. So I can't probably tell you exact specifics, but we're a lot less an hour than something like that Mars at Star Place talked about.
So revenue coming from perhaps advertising, sponsorship payments, product placement, social media influencing, etc. Rights for the programme now been picked up in Africa and Asia. How valuable are those rights to you?
Yeah, absolutely. So they're a second run for us. So the way we look at it is a holistic approach. So our revenue streams come from, as I say, the sponsors who want to get involved in the show, or the partners. We have also an event, an awarding event, where the competitors will fight at the end of the season. That's a revenue stream for us. And then finally, we can repackage and repurpose the content for sales in other territories.
For somebody who hasn't seen the program before, what sort of fighting is it?
So the guys, we take everyday people from Dubai. They need to be aged between 25 and 57. And the only thing is that they've never boxed before. And it's all about, getting real people. It's 50% men, 50% women, fit, active, change their lives. So we just want to find people who want to change, who want to have reasons to get fit, and want to have reasons for getting involved in the show. So
Richard Dean kind of fits into that character.
Absolutely, yeah. I think he's just within the age range.
So not one, but okay. Two shoulder injuries down. And I wasn't much of a boxer before that.
Hey, before we let you go, Tim, what's next? Because what's on the back burner? I'm sure that you're under pressure to keep that conveyor belt of production constantly churning to find new product.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is a big thing. This is going to consume us for the next 2 months, producing this show. We do a lot of work with, the brands around the region, just on typical sort of corporate work. But yeah, we've got a couple of documentaries planned for later in the year. We're looking at doing some stuff around the Year of Tolerance. And we're also looking at some stuff around heritage sports that we do as well. So yeah, lots to do. Very, very busy year.
Tim Swain, thanks very much indeed for joining us. We do appreciate it. The Managing Director of Nomad Media TV, the production company behind Fighting Fit Dubai, we do appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.